Yeah, we just couldn't do it 2 days in a row, could we? Market's not a blue ribbon day. Let's find out why from Allendale's Rich Nelson. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how you guys doing there?
Well, we're trying to get back in the field here after a little bit of rain, but I hear you guys down there in Illinois are maybe not. You're not floating away just yet, are you?
Not just yet. We do have a little rain system coming through here. We'll last through the early evening. So for us, we'll be out in the fields here for a couple days here.
All righty. What happened to the markets today?
Looks like we had this crop progress report here yesterday afternoon showing that, you know, despite our problems with moisture in the south and southeast part of the Corn Belt here, we're still getting guys planting, mainly people in the western and northwestern areas like yourselves who are seeing some good weather these past few weeks and getting progress done.
I guess a lot of people in the last week or two were saying, how come Chicago's not reacting to this big dump of rain that's going on and on and on? And I guess we found out why yesterday.
I think that's the case. And also, let's also make it a counterpoint, suggesting that the reason why we haven't fallen prices as much as people were thinking these past few weeks, you know, a lot of people were talking sub-$9 beans and corn down to $3.20, $3.30, wherever it is. And the fact that we're not at those prices yet is also indicative of the fact that maybe we do have some support from this underlying issue. Until we get the summer weather decided here.
All right, excellent point, Rich. But so it's crop stress nonetheless. Planting is doing quite well. We're getting it done. But can this crop stress give us a midsummer rally, do you think?
I'm pretty much assured of it here. In terms of the last 3 years, which are just recent in terms of these heavy, wet, heavy rain springs here, 2011, 2013, and 2015, in two of those 3 years, we had some very sizable rallies as far as summer. What was really interesting about them is we had a very quick rally in those years, but didn't last. So I don't expect a major lasting rally, lasting months, but certainly for a quick summer scare, I don't think that's a problem at all.
It must be something about odd years, huh?
Certainly could be the case. And with this case, it's 2009. In fact, comes right in mind as well for something you guys were looking at back then. So,
yeah,
no doubt.
All right. Well, do you see any? Now, this we're talking row crop here. How about wheat?
On the wheat side, I think we still have some troubling situation with the fact that though the U.S. is going to have a good decline in production and of course stocks for the new crop year. The concern we have with wheat is everybody else is going to be fine regarding production. So this is different than the corn story, where we're going to have a declining new crop situation for both the U.S. and world. The wheat side, it's only for the U.S. World stock still remaining relatively more than adequate.
All right. Rich Nelson, Director of Research for Allendale. Rich, how do producers take advantage of Allendale?
They can give us a call or check our website, allendale-inc.com.
All right. Thank you much for the analysis. Have a good rest of the week and a great Memorial Day weekend.
Sounds great. You too now.
All righty. Bye.